It's an honor to be here to celebrate the work of Ed Ochester. In 1998, when I was thinking about starting a poetry press, I knew there were two people I needed to talk to. One was Frank Lehner, and I'd known him for a while. And Frank was extremely helpful. He was very practical. He explained how to work with a printer, how to work with a designer, how to get an ISBN number, how the book industry worked, a lot of very practical advice. The other person was Ed Ochester, who I didn't really know except by reputation. I'd heard him read, and of course I knew that he was the legendary editor of the Pitt Poetry Series. I called him up and introduced myself, and he and I went out to lunch. You remember this, Ed? We went to the museum, and the Carnegie Museum, and had lunch there. He was very generous. He spent about 2 hours with me. And his advice was less practical than Frank's, but in the long run has been extremely valuable. He, off the top of his head, told me what the great secret of publishing poetry is. Publish what you like. You don't know what's going to sell, what's not going to sell. You don't know what's going to win an award, what's not going to win an award. But if you publish what you like, then you've made something that you can believe in. And I've tried to follow that advice. And I've published his work, two books by Ed Ochester, because I like them. I think that he's a wonderful poet. And about every 6 months, I give Ed a call, and we talk about Autumn House Press and things that are happening. And he helps me strategize and sometimes connects me with other people. And I'm very grateful to you, Ed. Thank you. Autumn House Press might exist without you, but it would be much worse. It would not be what it is today. So thank you very much. I also admire Ed a great deal as a poet. And I actually knew his poetry before I realized he was an editor, too. This is a poem called Fred Astaire. Many of you are familiar with it. I like this poem not only for its own sake, but also because it represents a lot of what I love about Ed's work. It's a championing of the working class. He draws on popular culture as a sort of a reference point, the anecdotal quality of his work, which makes the voice seem completely natural. I love his work. Fred Astaire. The secret of his popularity was that he looked like a bus driver who could dance. In my teens, I hated his movies and told my Aunt Carrie they were corny and unrealistic. But she just laughed and said, "You go to his movies because they ain't realistic." Aunt Carrie, who worked as a file clerk and spent an hour each way on the subway commuting, and later, if I'd been honest, I would have realized that while I loved, sorry, it's very dark up here, and later, if I'd been honest, I would have realized that's why I loved Dickens and Keats, his Grecian urn. And doesn't Fred look a bit like Carlos Williams, who also talks plain without ornament, just like Astaire when he's singing? A critic said he had an unspectacular voice and lacked the vocal technique of a trained singer, but had great respect for the lyrics and immaculate timing, so that even Mel Torme called him, as a jazz singer, the greatest bar none. And how wonderful that the man who danced with Ginger Rogers and Rita Hayworth and Judy Garland and worked with the Gershwins, Ira and George, and Noel Coward was really named Frederick Austerlitz, the son of an immigrant, and that when he took his first screen test, some moron, probably an early critic of Williams too, reported to his boss, "Can't act, can't sing, balding, can dance a little." No wonder Carrie loved him as she shuttled underground in New York, where nearly everyone, if they worked their asses off 40 plus a week, got enough to live on, and like most Americans, lived on dreams. Thank you, Ed, for all you've done, what you continue to do. You have my gratitude.